There's a lot of wiser fellas with me in the commentary today, and we're trying to remember the last time Wexford won four league games. It was a tough little test today, wasn't it?
It was a very, very tough game, Liam, and it took us a long, long time to wrestle that game out of Offaly's grasp. I thought they were very, very good. They were very organised. They played around us very well, particularly in the first 45, 50 minutes. But I was happy with our lads' response. We finished strong. Our bench made an impact, which you're always looking for. But I just felt our energy levels were quite low today. But ultimately, we have played seven weekends out of eight, and we need to recharge the batteries now over the next 10 days before Cork come to town on the 20th of March.
What will please you was, after the penalty, we outscored Offaly 12 points to 3.
Yeah, very pleasing, definitely. As I said, our bench made an impact. I really feel that Lee Moog, Keane Byrne, Corey Byrne, Dunbar, all training very well. They made a huge impact in our forward line. They added a good bit of energy and a good bit of ambition into our forward line, and really, really happy with how the subs performed. Look, ultimately, there's a good few things we need to work on. We're looking forward to next weekend, where we'll get two daylight sessions in over the weekend, and we'll work on a few coaching points that we need to focus on.
Yeah. And, you know, Wexford are at a stage where Offaly were a couple of 10 years ago, you know, and how difficult it is to come through. But Michael Fennelly has done a fine job with them, hasn't he?
Oh, he has. And look, Johnny Kelly, who's coaching them there, we would have had Johnny in our club for a good number of years, and really, really good fellas. Michael has built a good team there in Offaly. And they are, like, they're hurling well. They were, as I said, really excellent today, and they put us to the pin of our collar, and it did take us a long time to overcome what they brought. So, yeah, it was just basically happy to have a win, four wins out of four, and looking forward to Cork coming to Wexford Park now.
No matter how hard you try during the week, looking awfully, everybody's beaten awfully. Does it creep into the psyche of players before the game that this is going to be easy? I know you don't intend it to, but is it possible that it could happen?
Well, look, this is one thing that we need to go after. It's that consistency. I know I've spoken to you about this before, but we really, really need to become a consistent outfit. That it doesn't matter who's coming. It should not matter who is coming to Shadwick's Wexford Park. We need to be consistent in what we're trying to do. We did, our shape and structure was okay today, but our energy levels didn't match what we were trying to achieve. But look, ultimately, as I said, we finished strong. We outscored them at 9 points in the last few minutes, and that's what we need to get over the line. But back to that original question, we need to work on really be consistent in our game and in our game plan. And unfortunately, we weren't at the level we needed to be at today, but we got the win.
Is there a strangeness about playing on a Saturday? Did it? I wonder, is that, you know, I know that's why you play today. You want the players to get used to it.
Yeah, we do. Like, it's like out of our five Leinster Championship games, four of them are on a Saturday evening. So we are going to have to get used to this routine. It means you train on a Thursday night. So, like, the logistics of that is we have a good few lads in Dublin, so it means they have to come home on a Tuesday evening for training back to Dublin, a Thursday evening for training back to Dublin. Whereas when you're training on Friday nights, the lads are home and then they're home for the weekend. So it does add a bit of travel to it and so on. But we're just going to have to get used to it. We cannot come to the 16th of April and use a Saturday evening as an excuse. We have to be ready to play. If it's on at 6 in the morning, we will be ready. So we've 42 days now, ultimately, to prepare the team efficiently and keep the eyes on the first round of the Championship.
In terms, you've an open day for the supporters, a chance to meet and greet. It's on the 18th, I think, isn't it? Day after St. Patrick's Day.
Correct. Yeah. We're training here from 11 to 12, and chance for, you know, it's a new bank holiday, I suppose. Yeah, yeah. I know, being a teacher, we have that day off, so there'll be lots of parents at home with kids looking to puck ball
what will we do?
Well, we'd hope that loads and loads of kids, loads and loads of supporters, get to Shadwick's Wexford Park and join us on that day. It's going to be a good lively session before we play Cork at 11 o'clock in that morning. And then once 12 o'clock hits, then the kids will get a chance to meet the lads, sign a few autographs, get a few jerseys and hurleys signed and so on. And it should be a good day for the Wexford people. It's all about building up. Like, there's real excitement around hurling games at the moment. And if you take the weekend of the 16th of April, in essence, you're going to have Wexford, Galway, you have Tip and Waterford, you have Cork and Limerick. There's some top-notch games starting off that championship in mid-April. So we really want to get that buzz going and make sure the kids, I know my own lads are going to come down from Tipford and they'll be mad to meet some of the Wexford stars. So I think everyone around here should try and make it on that day, and we'd love to see them.
I'm sure you'll keenly watch Cork and Galway tonight.
Yeah, really looking forward to watching that now. Again, it's going to be played under a cloud of sadness, unfortunately, and sympathies to the Shefflin family in Ballyhale. You know, it's just a real sad event, and I suppose hurling is always secondary when things like that happen. But our thoughts in Wexford and our thoughts in Tipperary are with the Shefflin family, and just like to pass on our condolences to them.
Thanks, Dara.
Thanks, Liam. Thanks a million.